Watch your back, Jack. You downloaded the Oklahoma Today podcast. We are your hosts, Nate and Greg, and today we are live, recorded on a series of ones and zeros in the Enid Welcome Center to talk about Oklahoma's ninth largest city, Enid. But before we get into it, a word from our sponsor. The Oklahoma Today podcast is brought to you by MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Celebrating its 20th year, the MIO Coalition represents over 70 Oklahoma food processors and agricultural producers. These companies are known for products you can depend on for consistency, quality, taste, and flavor. Local has a name, and the name is MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Learn more at www.miocoalition.com. Today, we are joined by Marcy Jarrett, the director of Visit Enid, Rob Houston, the communications coordinator, and Jake Crumwitty, the executive director at the Cherokee Strip Regional Heritage Center. How's it going, guys?
It's fantastic.
Great. Welcome to Enid.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Beautiful town you've got here. Be a shame if something happened to it. Sorry, just my inner mobster came out there. No, driving into Enid, it really is. It's a beautiful little piece of work you got here.
Well, you're sweet to say that, Greg. We've been working on our wayfinding signage and our signs welcoming you into Enid and guiding you around the community because we want to make it really easy for you to find those cash registers. Okay. We just want you to know all the good stuff we've got and how easy it is to maneuver. But you can always stop at the Welcome Center first here at Independence and Garriott, and we will help you find your way around town.
So one of the things I noticed when we came in here at the visitor center here in Enid is that you guys have great gifts. Like, you can actually start your shopping experience in Enid. Not that shopping is all there is to do, although there's some great shopping to be done in Enid. But you can start your shopping experience right here at the Enid Welcome Center.
If you think I'm not going to get an Enid t-shirt on the way out of here, you are 100% mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm wearing it to work.
We love to have walking billboards all around. We really appreciate that very much. But, yeah, you know, we've got visitors that stop in here, people on transient just traveling through. They want to take a little something back with them, or they want to ship something. So we have all price points, not real high price points. And easy to ship. We have a lot of things going to people leaving Vance Air Force Base. They want to send them a gift or a going away gift. So, yeah, we just stop in here, especially Christmas time. If you've got to ship something off, an ornament. I'll always have ornaments because everybody wants an ornament, don't you know? So we got to have that. But, yeah, a lot of fun stuff. And locally made, too. We've got one-of-a-kind Enid mugs made by a local artist. So we try to have some special things. And if we don't have it, we know where to send you.
That's awesome. You mentioned Vance Air Force Base. One thing that I have always recognized throughout Oklahoma is the way that culture sort of grows out of our military bases because so many people are here who come from across the United States, so many people who have married, who have visited other countries and brought some of those cultures with them. What do you think, how has that sort of international impact helped change Enid for the better?
Well, Enid gets exposed to people from other countries because at pilot training, since we do have people from other countries come here for pilot training. Hmm. It's one of the three Air Force pilot training bases in the country.
Really?
And so we get them here from parts of the country where they might not have otherwise come to Enid.
Sure.
But they were forced to. And some of them are not happy about it, and that's okay. That's just how it works. But they end up not wanting to leave. That's the fun of it. And many of them will come back and retire here. So they do
that's
have a good
great.
Time while they're here. And we do get a lot of different cultures because of that. And then their families come here, where their family from faraway states may not have come to Enid. But they end up coming here, and then they tell other people about it. So it's just tremendous. And what great folks they are. They are an important part of the community because they volunteer with activities all around the community, whether it's downtown Main Street or at Jake's place at the Heritage Center. They're always out volunteering, and it's just loving on them all the time. We love our military. Mm-hmm. We're very, Enid America, very supportive of all that and very appreciative. And unfortunately, we just lost two here within the last month, and that was hard on the whole community.
I am obsessed with food everywhere that I go. And I've always said this, in Oklahoma City, out near Tinker,
in Lawton, especially, and here in Enid, the international cuisine is really great because you have so many people who are used to eating from around the world. Is there anything, any restaurants that you are, especially like when people come to Enid, you're like, you won't believe the Vietnamese food or anything like that that you guys are really proud of?
Well, the Su Le Korean place is delicious, and it'll be as hot as you can handle it, or is not hot for me. And then there's my daughter's favorite, the boba tea. That's what's that place? Mango Tree Cafe.
Mango Tree Cafe.
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. So yummy boba tea. So what else, Rob?
Well, we have 8 different restaurants that were listed in the latest edition of the Discover Oklahoma Dining Guide.
Okay.
So and it ranges from Callahan's, which is an Irish pub. We have a breakfast place called We Two that is just, it's Mama's hometown, it's amazing.
Yeah.
They have a garbage omelet there. It's just fabulous. Yeah. And they wear shirts that says Home of the Garbage Omelet.
You had me a garbage.
Absolutely.
Garbage.
So, and we've got a new restaurant that's coming, probably mid-spring or so. It's going to be called Cherokee Ranch Land and Cattle Company.
Oh.
And it's a local gentleman who had moved out of town, came back to open this restaurant. He has a lot of hospitality training and experience, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be in downtown, and steaks, chicken, all kinds of different things at a very reasonable price point, but it's going to be destination dining. He imported a bar from 1890s New York area.
Oh, wow.
And it had to be shipped here via rail car in like 3 different pieces and then reassembled.
Oh,
and
so cool.
It is the length of this room.
Huh.
It's amazing. And a mirror behind it, the full length, you know, it's at the main piece of it weighed like 400 pounds, and it took like 6 people just to hang it.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, wow. The place is going to be fabulous.
Well, in a fairly recent issue of the magazine, I wrote a piece about Land Run Steakhouse here.
Yes.
And that's owned by the same folks who have Napoli's, which I know is another huge favorite. And I believe those guys are from the Ukraine.
They're from Albania.
From Albania.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
I love that idea. There's so much diversity, and I feel like people don't necessarily, outside of Enid, don't expect it here. And that's one of the things that I really want when we were talking about why we wanted to come and record in Enid, is like, get out here. You've got to see this place for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also for kids, like if you have a family and you are looking for stuff to do,
it's a great weekend.
Let's see, Skeleton Creek Productions.
Yeah,
go by that museum. I mean, heck,
Leonardo's.
Leonardo's
is amazing.
Yes.
So how long? I kind of stumbled across Leonardo's and I was like, how long has this been here?
Well, it's been 2 years since their $6 million renovation.
Wow,
it'll be 2 years in the spring.
Yeah.
Now it's 2 stories. So
the
first
time I came was like 5 or 6 years ago, and it was in the middle of that, I feel like, because we didn't get to do all the stuff.
They opened originally in 95.
Oh, wow.
And then they built Adventure Quest across the street, which is the 3-story castle,
the
community built, world's largest community built outdoor playground.
Yeah.
Built that in
96. People who have been through Enid and think that the castle part is Leonardo's, that's actually kind of just that's just the beginning. There's a whole thing inside. Yeah.
Right. Now 2 floors. Used to be 1 floor, now it's 2 floors.
Okay.
So when your family has cabin fever and you're ready to get out or looking for a spring break place, that's your place to go.
It is so much
fun. But you were talking about Made in Oklahoma as your sponsor, which is tremendous. That's a great program. We've got Enid Brewing Company here that's grain to glass, because it's Enterprise Grain out of Kremlin. That's the grain that they use for the beer. So we talk about a local, and they're looking at doing some tours, but they also serve hamburgers, and the beef comes from the same land as the owner of the brewery. So that's all a local flavor, literally, a local flavor to that there in the Enid Brewing Company.
Let me tell you, Enid Brewery is family friendly.
Oh, good.
So you can take the kids in there.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes, they've got cornhole. They've got board games.
Oh, fun.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Just around the bar, for those of you that want to. But another fun kid place is the Cherokee Strip Regional Heritage
Center. Yeah, it is.
Yes. He's
got, well, Jake can tell you about it, but what's fun is that you've been cramped in a car or you've driven the hour and a half to 2 hours to get here.
Yeah.
You can let the kids run in the Heritage Village, and then they also get to learn. So you got some edutainment.
Oh, good.
They don't know they're learning, but they are. And Jake's got a lot of great stuff happening that's fun for families.
Yeah, so like, I'm honestly, like, I'm the new guy to Enid, so, like, I'm taking notes of all these things you guys say as we go to. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to try that. But, yeah, when I came here, you know, I always loved the Cherokee Strip Regional Heritage Center. It's a museum that had been on my radar for a long time, and I just started here about 6 months ago. So, wow. Like, I'm new to town, and as I come into the museum, there's, like, so many things I want to do in the community and create the museum into a community hub where there's a lot of things that the community can participate in, more so than I think we have in the past. So you mentioned Leonardo's has kind of only, you know, been around in its newly renovated form for a couple of years. We are in our new renovated form about 9 years ago. So
there's
about 2011.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the there was a over $10 million capital campaign to renovate it into what it is now.
Great.
And so the incredible exhibits, and outside the museum we have the Humphrey Heritage Village, which is a collection of historic buildings from the Cherokee Strip region. And so, like, when I came here, I say all that to say, you know, when I came here as the new guy to the area, the thing that blew me away the most was that village and what is out there. So of all the Oklahoma land runs all across the state of Oklahoma, all that land that was claimed was managed through land offices. And so for every land run, there would be at least one, maybe several land offices that would manage all that sale of land. And of all the land runs in all of Oklahoma, the only land office that exists that we know is right there out in our village.
Wow.
Yeah. The story of how we came across it is absolutely amazing anyway.
Well, tell us that.
Yeah. Spill the tea, girlfriend.
So, like, the...
a block from the visitor center. It was where Brahms is.
So it was literally like a house that someone was living in, and no one knew that it was the land office. And so they were literally tearing it down. They're tearing the porch off of the front of this old house that was sitting there. And somebody just happened to be driving by, and once they had torn off the porch, they saw what had been under that porch was painted on the side, you know, U.S. land office on the front. And, you know, made a couple phone calls, and next thing you know, they got the demolition stopped.
Yeah.
And they're like, holy cow, that's the land office that was here in Enid, you know, that had been lost for decades.
This was in the late 80s. Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like it was just by happenstance, the right person driving by at the right time that saw it was able to get it stopped, and the reason that we have the only known land office in the entire state of Oklahoma. So it's absolutely incredible to at least go see that.
Yeah. And, if you see something, say something.
That's right.
The original site was next to the library right downtown.
Wow.
So truly, our downtown square is where Enid began.
Right.
Oh, that's so
great.
That's
the hub of everything right there.
And it's a beautiful downtown square, and there's a ton. You guys have this amazing performance venue here now.
It's a large, large downtown square. But yes, we've got that entertainment district with the Stride Bank Center, and we've got the Gaslight Theater and the Symphony, which is the state's oldest, of course, predates statehood, the original one. And then you're surrounded by all that retail and fun activity going on. And then Leonardo's is nearby. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a very, very active square, very large and very active. And we're about to have a new hotel open sometime in the summer.
That's exciting.
Right there on the south end of it.
Speaking of the retail there on the town square, I think after we leave here, I'm going to go spend my entire paycheck at the Felt Bird.
Yes. And be sure they tell you their new location that they're moving to in the near future.
They just announced this week that they're moving from their current location on South Independence. They're moving into a place on West Randolph. It's only a couple of blocks away. It's still downtown. But they're going to be surrounded by more retail than they were where they're at now.
Yeah,
so
they're
very excited about that.
Yes,
move.
And they'll be able to enlarge.
And for for those of our readers, or for those of our listeners who don't know, can you tell them a little bit about the Felt Bird?
Scribner's Gallery is how it started.
It used to be Scribner's Gallery, and I think they still have a few pieces there.
Okay.
But Felt Bird's very eclectic. They just look for fun things. I know one of the things on their webpage that they talk about is we look for items that provide a good giggle factor. and
yes, and some of them we can't repeat on this podcast, but you just have to see them, right, to read them, yes, to understand the adult humor.
Right. For those of you who are listening to this with children in the car,
yes,
just go see for yourselves.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I wanted to bring up a little bit about the about reasons for adults to visit the Cherokee, yeah, Strip Heritage Center. You guys have a really great research center over there,
yeah,
as well,
we do,
right?
Yeah. So the Cherokee Strip Regional Heritage Center is a museum. It's a living history village, but it's more than just a museum. So we have an archive downstairs. We have a very large collection space, and so the Archive Research Center is a big part of what it is, that the reason that we exist as well. And that's for the public. You know, we can do, like, you can research your family history, you can research local history, things like that, and we try to be a resource to the community and different museums across the community.
They've got the recordings of people actually made the,
yes,
run.
That's what
that
I wanted.
You can
to
listen,
yeah,
to. It's,
yeah,
fascinating. Or I was just curious. I knew that our family settled in Shattuck, and they were kind enough to actually pull up the form that shows great grandparents' claim in Ellis County that they were in the land run. And
that's
so I shared that with my family. So you could walk in there and do that if you think you heard stories through your family. Well, we think we settled in this area, but we're not sure. They can research that for you.
I love the idea of, I mean, so, I mean, these are recorded interviews of people,
yeah,
you can listen to who are telling you the stories as they remember them,
or
of
firsthand.
Which is, I mean, I feel like Oklahoma takes a certain amount of guff for being a fairly young state comparatively,
sure,
to the rest of the nation, but our history is so close, and this is, I mean, you can go there and listen to people talking about what it was like.
That's
well, we may take guff for being a young state, but, and this is what Jake and I have discussed, and really the theme of the Heritage Center is what they survived,
mm-hmm,
and that mentality and that work ethic that we all have benefited from and,
yeah,
continue to benefit from.
Yeah, so, I mean, Oklahoma's history is honestly, I mean, I think everyone tries to say this, but our history is unique. I mean, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely different than the makeup of any other state, you know, in the Union. And it's so full of fascinating stories. And this region specifically, you know, we have the Cherokee Strip outlet, land run that happened in 1893. It's kind of a unique and interesting story in and of itself. Just the fact that, like, 1893, up until the Great Depression happened, it was like we were in the midst of the biggest depression that this country had just about ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, everyone was looking for a new, fresh start and, like, an opportunity. And so you had, you know, tens of thousands of people that were looking to get free or cheap land out here on the Strip. And so, you know, and you have all these people making this land run out into this part of northwestern Oklahoma. And as, you know, as it's happening, they're realizing that, you know, this land, this territory is so, there aren't a lot of trees that are growing, obviously. And so they can't build houses, you know, they're having to learn to adapt. They're literally living in dirt houses and trying to find a way to survive.
Yeah.
And it's the story of survival more than anything else. And, like, how they went from literally living in dirt houses to learning how to survive and, you know, the improvements in agriculture and, you know, the things that would start to make a life for them out in this area. And then oil. So, like, you literally go from, by the time you get to, like, you know, when oil is starting to be discovered out here, you go from, like, living in these literal dirt houses to these palaces almost that are out here,
yeah,
on the Great Plains.
Yeah.
So it's a fantastic story about part of Oklahoma's history.
Well, and the other thing that we like to promote when we're promoting the Heritage Center is we say you had over 100,000 land-hungry pioneers seeking 40,000 plots of land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you think about that. That is the largest competitive event in our nation's history.
Yeah.
You know, 60,000-plus people didn't get a plot of land.
Yeah.
So that's, when you think about it, just even in that abstract term, that's just an amazing feat of what happened. And you talk about unique history, you know, that's a part of history. No other state can claim land runs like,
yeah,
what Oklahoma.
And you go
is,
there,
sure,
and you learn how they all helped each other, and that's
mm-hmm,
what makes our state what it is today,
yeah,
is that we have all learned to help each other to survive and to grow, be persistent, and assist. You know, that's how we are, and that's what makes our state the way it is.
Yeah.
I love that. I just love that. I mean, that's Oklahoma right there, isn't it? Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And we hear that, you bring it back to Vance Air Force Base and the people that retire, we hear that all the time. It's like Marcy mentioned, we're going to Enid, you know, when they first get assigned, and then they come here and they love it and they don't want to leave, and then they'll come back and retire here. Our new airport director, retired Lieutenant Colonel, she's from Pennsylvania. And her last assignment was here at Vance before she retired. She ended up staying here and is now the new airport director.
I mean, if you think about it, leaving Enid is harder than getting here.
That's a good line.
That's a great line.
Warning to all you listeners, you can visit, but
check out anytime you want. You would never be
there. You go. Yeah. Hotel Enid.
Enid is the Hotel California of Oklahoma. There we go.
In a good way.
Yes.
Well, it's people think where they really don't know where Enid is.
Yeah.
They think it's 2 hours away. It's out in the panhandle. It's wherever. And we're like, we're straight north of Oklahoma City.
Right.
Literally. Straight north, 30 minutes off I-35.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's easy.
We're like an hour and a half to 2 hours at the most.
Well, that's why it's such a good weekend, because you don't have the long drive. You don't have a big slog, but there's so much to do.
And you don't have a turnpike.
Yeah, you don't have a turnpike. There's no tolls. But also, we were talking before we started recording about just even regionally, this is such a good place to base yourself for a weekend of things. Like you were talking about the Ames Astro Bleem.
Well, we're surrounded by all the state parks and the Selman Bat Watch and going up to Alabaster.
Yeah.
Smaller communities that have activities, but you might want to base out of here because of what your family needs or what your needs are. And so that's what folks really enjoy it out here. Because all the roads are paved. They're good, you know.
Yeah, they are.
It's easy. We do have roads out here, yes. Despite what you see on the weather maps on 4, 5, and 9, we have roads out here.
Right.
So, it's an easy trip.
Yeah.
Now, that's a T-shirt I want. Visit Enid. We've got roads.
I'd buy that.
I would 100% buy that right now.
Roads and beer.
I went to college in North Carolina, and you know, you're out of state, and you meet people, and you tell them where they're from, right? And you get these, you get varying reactions, and say, I'm from Oklahoma, right? And I had one half of an hour when I was 19 years old, and I had someone convinced that we were still living in teepees, and that we had covered wagons, and any day the electricity people were going to come and hook us up. And I mean, I went like a half an hour, and she believed me.
Have I not told you about I was in high school, maybe a sophomore in high school, and this guy moved from Virginia, which I'm like, not exactly the most developed place anyway, but he came, and he was just like, I honestly, like, where are the Indians? And I was like,
they're all
around you.
Hi, me and everybody else you've met has at least a little bit, but like, he was like, I just thought we were going to live in a fort and like we'd have to watch out for raids. I'm like,
sorry to disappoint.
Like, that's truly insane. But he was like, he goes, like, I thought I'd have to learn to ride a horse to school. And I'm like, well,
oh my gosh.
Well, you know, we can tell these people this, but they'll believe what they want to believe.
Yeah.
And they can watch a Thunder game and not even consider that being in Oklahoma City.
Yes.
It's a Thunder game. Well, that's Oklahoma. Yes, it is.
Yes.
You know, they can look at the Gathering Place. That's in Oklahoma. They wouldn't even associate the two because they'll believe what they want.
Right.
But we still keep telling the message.
Right.
We still keep getting it out there.
One of the things, again, that I love about Enid is this place is such a surprise. I mean, I know Enid. Like, I've come here a million times. I've spent a ton of time here. But, like, every time I come, I'm like, man, it's such a great town.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
First of all, like, there's some neighborhoods. I'm just like, I just want to drive around and look at all these houses because they're just some gorgeous neighborhoods.
Yeah.
A great downtown, great options for food, great options for lodging, great options for things to do.
Entertainment.
You know?
Well, easy access with 81 and 412.
Yeah.
And it's really, the downtown is just right there. We've got the new public art, Lazy Circles in the Sky.
Yeah.
That's our three red-tailed hawk, which is the official, what is it, raptor of the state of Oklahoma, the red-tailed hawk.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we've got lots of new public art. We're morphing, we're changing, we're growing.
Yeah.
Monthly. I mean,
you
there are new
Romy
things
Owens's
being added.
Thing?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
That
come watch art being created before your very eyes.
We have.
And
we
see what a process that is.
Yeah, have 18 new pieces of public art just in the last 5 years.
Wow.
A lot of new murals as well as the sculptures and things. So, yeah, we're a very major growing arts community.
Yeah.
That's great. And it's amazing to me the degree to which public art elevates a community, more so than just right where it is.
Well, and you've got a new license plate with our butterfly mural on it.
Yeah.
For the Save the Monarchs.
The Rick Sennett.
Yes.
I love that. I love his work.
So you'll be able to spot Enid Cars now just looking at that license plate. We're all so proud of that.
Wow. That's very cool.
But yeah, you never know where these things will go and then who it will attract to your community. But because of how we're laid out, that's all visible from our roads. And the new Longhorn mural from 81.
Yeah.
You know, we've got, and wait till you see, I know it's going to be a while, bear with us, the overpass north of town in 81.
Mm-hmm.
There will be public art on the sides of that overpass.
Great.
It'll be stunning. The blues and the gold.
What a way to welcome
with the scissor
people.
Tail. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's more yet to come.
That's
more to
awesome.
Come.
Awesome. Jake, I'm curious. Just you as the newcomer, what has been something that has really surprised you about your new hometown?
You know, so Marcy and Rob here, they're supposed to like champion Enid, like that's their job. And I know that they're local people that do honestly love their community.
Yeah.
But like me, I'm the outside guy who, you know, I can say that I'm talking directly to all of your listeners right now who may not be from the area.
Right. They're kind of listening and still going, I don't know.
Yeah. Let me tell you guys, like I was from, you know, the eastern part of the state in the Tulsa area. Enid is honestly an incredible place. Like I thought like, oh gosh, you know, I'm moving from my hometown that I lived in for 30 years. I thought this transition into Enid was going to be a lot harder than it was. It felt like home immediately. Enid is an awesome place. It really is. From the way that the community supports everything in town, that's not true in a lot of other communities. All we said from the beginning, all the museums, the art, the downtown is incredible. I mean, for crying out loud, there's a skyline in Enid that I don't think people realize, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't realize when I drove out here for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, it's an incredible community, and it's something that I think that's what jumped out to me immediately was the sense of community and the sense of place that I felt immediately when I drove into town. So, you know, it's a feeling of home. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing that stuck out to me when I came, and that's the biggest thing. That's the separator for me.
We did not pay him to say that.
Not yet.
Exactly.
Oh, he pays us every day.
Yeah.
Every day. But we were talking about the Made in Oklahoma things and local. We have a new agritourism place that just fits in really well with everything we're doing. Redbird Farm. And they have Christmas trees, and those will be available starting next year. They were babies, you know, too small this year, but they'll be available next year. And it looks just like a Norman Rockwell painting. It looks like just what you would expect. North on 81, you can easily see it. She's going to start doing crafting things, wreath design, all that. Every month they're going to have activities out there, little petting zoo. It is just redbirdfarmenid.com.
Yeah, just north of, redbirdfarmenid.com. They're just north of Enid on Highway 81. They're also growing blackberries. They're going to be able to come out and pick blackberries, and they're also looking to expand maybe to get into some other, you know, maybe strawberries and some things like that on down the road. So,
listeners can't see it, but I'm grinning like a goon.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Well, and you know, we don't have an arch. We don't have a big, you know, the one thing that is Enid, okay? We have several things that you will enjoy and you will want to stay or want to come back because you can't possibly do them all. So we don't have that one thing, unless maybe you're coming for Tri-State or you're coming for Chautauqua or, you know, you're coming for various celebrations or the Chicago concert in April.
Right.
You know, maybe you're coming for that one thing. We have other activities that you will enjoy. Whether you're an empty nester or whether you've got family, we got it covered. And all of the above, intergenerational, they can come and do lantern tours or they can do tombstone tales. All kinds of fun activities throughout the year. You can come for the National Junior College World Series and see some kids that will eventually be in the majors.
Yeah.
Those are some good ball players.
Yeah.
The calendar is jam-packed all year. I mean, it really is. Coming from a guy who's trying to schedule events across the throughout the year, new events that we're doing, it's like, where do I put them? Where do I do these events?
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in Enid. It's really awesome.
So for you, it's like trying to get into a game of Double Dutch.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. Trying to get a word in edgewise. Hey, come to my event too.
Right.
So yeah, calendar. Rob's always updating the calendar. Visitenid.org. Definitely check out that calendar.
It's a great website too.
Yeah, well, thank you.
It's very easy to use, and like when I was calling you guys to set this up, it was right there.
We hope, but you know, look ahead, look in the spring when you're planning spring break, so you can see the activities. Leonardo's does a spring break camp, and then possibly the Heritage Center, maybe looking at some different camps later on down the road.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yes. So visit Enid is the moral of the story.
Yes.
It's simple. It says what we want you to do. Period. That's it. We're just real simple here. We're clean,
right. Like
simple,
it.
To the point.
There you go. Well, thank you guys so
much.
Thank
you all. Yeah, this
thank
is
you.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. We appreciate what you do
yes,
every
absolutely.
Day, not just for Enid, but for our state.
I appreciate
yeah,
that. Thank
seriously.
You. Yeah, we love Oklahoma, and we love places like this. There's not another. There really isn't. That's one thing about Enid too, is that there's not another city in Oklahoma like it.
That's very
they
true.
Call it micropolitan. We don't have Oklahoma City over our shoulder.
Right.
But we're it out
yeah.
here. And we really help support the entire region.
Yeah.
Because we want more people to come out here and see the amazing Glass Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to go out to Black Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to just experience all this, the fun that's out
it's
here.
It's a great base for so many things. You know, the Salt Plains, the Crystal digging starting in April.
Well, getting ready for the Eagle Watch, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very
Eagle
popular.
Watch is this winter. Yeah, so it's a great place to base for a lot of really awesome Oklahoma things. So thank you guys so much for all you do, and thank you for sitting with us today.
Come by and
thank
see
you.
Us. You might get some free almond toffee if you come by the Welcome Center.
It's really good. I can vouch for it.
Thank you all so much.
Every week, Oklahoma Today's editors like to gather a bunch of events for you guys to do all across the state. This week, no different. We're finally out of the holidays, and there's plenty of stuff to do. The Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals are coming to Tulsa again. It's been 30 years of this event, and it's so popular that people actually will pass their tickets on
That's
to
cool.
other people. Yeah.
I love chili.
Do not bring a chili bowl to this. This is fast-paced midget sprint car racing. They do it every year. It's at the Tulsa Expo Square's River Spirit Expo for 5 nights of qualifying races on a quarter-mile clay oval track, slipping and sliding their way into the championship competition on Saturday. So this is January 13th through 18th. Tickets are not cheap. It's $227 to $337. But
worth every penny, though, if people are passing them down.
I know,
right?
I know.
Yeah.
Visit www.chilibowl.com.
Man, I want some chili now.
I know.
If I don't get some chili, I might literally die. But before I do that, American women are extremely welcome at Lawton's Apache Casino Hotel. Really, everyone is. When the Guess Who perform, despite their lyrics to the contrary.
Yes.
Yes. Canadian classic rockers are sure to bust out a coterie of their hits, including No Sugar Tonight, These Eyes, and, of course, the scathing American Woman, as so famously covered by Lenny Kravitz in the 90s, but the original is better. The show is a guaranteed winner, which is better than can be said for the slot machines. You know, try your luck at your own peril, right? That
dice.
Is January 16th. Tickets are $30 to $70, and visit ApacheCasinoHotel.com for more information.
Absolutely. We are biased, of course, but you really can't go wrong with a visit to one of Oklahoma's gorgeous state parks.
In this case, media bias, I think, is a good thing. We are biased toward our state parks.
Everything you love about Sequoia State Park can be enjoyed even more with a musical accompaniment this week as the Western Hills Bluegrass Festival descends upon Wagner for 3 days of fiddle, banjo, and guitar playing. The annual regional draw brings in musicians and music lovers from surrounding states who come to listen, jam, take part in workshops, and enjoy the lodge at Sequoia State Park. It's January 16th through 18th, and tickets are $15 to $45. You can find that event on Facebook.
Yeah, and I have to say, too, Sequoia is... I mean, all the state parks are fantastic, but Sequoia, that's something special. If you haven't been to Sequoia State Park, you need to go stay in the lodge. Though he made his name as a songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Chris Jansen is no slouch when it comes to performing. He's great. See for yourself when his Real Friends tour rolls through Enid's Stride Bank Center here in Enid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With catchy country tunes, including... It can buy me a boat. And Power of Positive Drinking. Jansen can make every night feel like a party. That's January 17th. Tickets are $29.75 to $49.75. Okay, if it's me, I'm charging $30 to $50 and I'm just pocketing the extra quarter.
You know what?
But hey, you know.
That's what got Richard
you
Pryor
do you,
in trouble
Chris Jansen.
In Superman 3,
That's
though.
True. Just visit Stride Bank Center, Stride, STRIDE, bankcenter.com for more information.
the grammar nerds like to see an event like Oklahoma Winter Bead and Jewelry Show, and it makes our brains ask questions like, what exactly is a winter bead? In this case, we've done some research, and we're happy to report that these beads purchased during the show can be used all year round.
Right. Winter is modifying show, not bead.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Okay. I'm just telling you where my brain went, man. hopefully, with that weight lifted, you can enjoy perusing the millions of beads, pearls, chains, minerals, and more for sale over 3 days at the Oklahoma State Fair Park, January 17th through 19th. Admission is $5.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
If you are into crafting at all, I think it's a big draw.
Go and like look, you know. And if you're, you know, like I bet it would make a lot of good photos. Go for the gram. If you're not going for the crafting, go for the gram. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Getting smashed takes on an entirely different and positive meaning as the Mad Dog Demolition Derby returns to the Claremore Expo Center. The car crashing action is generally reserved for adults, but there will be a Power Wheel Derby for those 4 to 8 year olds who are obsessed with destruction, which is all 4 to 8 year olds.
Yes, everyone.
As I can attest, can confirm. That is all of them. So take the whole family. Your ticket pays for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. January 18th. Tickets are $10 to $25. Visit motorheadevents.com. For more information.
Absolutely. And next week is Martin Luther King Jr. Day proper.
Yay!
But in preparation, up in Stillwater, they are showing the documentary King in the Wilderness. It shows kind of how he was navigating the turbulent times and his own self-doubt while fighting for civil rights in the last 18 months of his life. This is going to be at the Stillwater Public Library. After the film, there will be a moderated discussion. So January 19th at the Stillwater Public Library. It's a free event. Visit library.stillwater.org for more info. Thank you guys so much for downloading and listening to us, letting us get in your ears.
Give us a rate. Give us a review. Give us a 5-star review.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you would like to, if you want more info about these events, you can always visit OklahomaToday.com, where we keep a weekly events calendar going. And also a good place if you want to, I don't know, subscribe to the magazine. Maybe keep us in business. So
look, all I can say is we are working on our food issue right now. It'll be, if you subscribe, you'll get it in the middle of February. And it's one of our most delicious yet, and I'm super excited about it. So
not only will you get it in the middle of February as a subscriber, you will be beating out all the people who are going to see it on the newsstands and then take it and drive around. You can get to the food before the other people. That's what's really important here.
Avoid the
lines. Get our magazine early.
Yeah, subscribe. Thank you guys so much. Thanks to our sponsor, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next week.